K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Monday, welcome into a new work week. Oh, hopefully it will turn out good. Any career for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Football, undefeated heading to bye week. Women's soccer, which we'll get into the postcast in just a moment. Volleyball, women's golf, and everything else in between. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Your first time listening, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Whenever you hear this, this might come out this evening. We'll see about that. This will come out either way, but sorry guys, trying to get the work week started off right here, so we'll see what happens on that. But anyways, gotta get off of that and get into the postcast. Soccer played a couple of days ago in Manhattan, Kansas. First Big 12 game, made it sound like it's a win, but it was a loss there as K-State fell to Colorado, which was ranked 19th in the country heading into this match last Thursday. 1-0 there as K-State falls short of pulling off an upset there on Thursday night. Colorado, looking at the stat sheet here, 23-10 on total shots there. And K-State defense held tough. They held tough against, again, I don't know much about Colorado. We're just going off of based off what I've read up here in a stat sheet that I looked up here before hopping onto this podcast here there as well. But yeah, the Colorado's goal, the only goal of the night, came in the 49th minute of this game. Colorado scored their first goal and only goal of this match. K-State did not score in this match. Pretty simple enough as well. But a big night by K-State goalkeeper Murphy Sheaf. 12 saves last Thursday night, which was a career high best in a game for the junior goalkeeper. Incredible there as well. It was Sheaf's fourth match this year already in her 12 or K-State career with five or more saves. We already know how talented she is, and we all know that K-State, I say it every postcast now, so it sounds like a broken record when I get on here, but still, K-State's defense is right there. It's just a matter of fact, getting something going on the offensive end there, and as K-State did get 20 shots up, but none of them did not go into the net there as well. Ryan Reynolds, one of the offensive threats for K-State, had four shots in the night there, and half of those were towards the goal, and unfortunately, none of those did not go through the net there as well. Yeah, K-State at Busey Family Park, this stat is alarming. 22-41-7 there in K-State. Oh, my goodness. Whew. This might be the stat of the day, Saturday night here. K-State has not beaten a top 25 opponent in K-State soccer history. They're 0-21-3. Let me repeat that again. I'm sorry to pull out the negatives. It must be a Monday. Pull out the negatives. But 0-21-3 for this K-State women's soccer team against ranked opponents. Not even a rank. I think we tied an opponent last year on the road, I think. I thought West Virginia was ranked. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I thought they tied someone that was ranked. But still, that still don't count, because draw, tie, whatever you want to call it, that still don't count as a win. A win, you want to win by one, you want to win by inches, you want to win on a field goal by Harrison Bucker, that kind of win, that counts, right? So there's that as well. Mike DeBeanie, after the game there, and talked about his team's performances, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 19th-ranked Colorado holds off K-State on the women's soccer side last Thursday night, 1-0, or in soccer terms, 1-0. Coach Mike DeBeanie, right? Quote, I thought we had a great performance tonight, and it was going to come down to who was going to execute their chance, and they did. I thought we had good opportunities. It just didn't bounce our way. But our overall performance, defensively, I thought we did a really good job. Offensively, we had created some good chances, but we just couldn't execute there as well. And then offensively here, Mike DeBeanie says, on the opportunities, quote, just keep going. We just got to keep going. I think we're creating a lot of more chances we ever have. We just got to keep going and stay consistent doing it, end quote, there as well. Yeah, it actually goes back now that I'm warming up a little bit here on this Monday. K-State did not score a goal against Memphis, and Memphis was, what, seventh ranked in the country there? Yeah, so they had their opportunity against Memphis there, too. So that's really, if you really look at it from a standpoint, again, we repeat ourselves here on this podcast, K-State women's soccer right now has not scored a goal in two matches when you look at it, when you look at this thing. So, and that's coming against ranked opponents. Yeah, they had an opportunity. They played Memphis tough, right? And they lose 2-0. And then you come home. And yeah, they have not scored in four halves. So here we go again. And there was a stretch last year that K-State did not score, a long stretch there as well. So yeah, you're creating opportunities, which again, I mean, a little luck also has to be involved in that as well. But it's just frustrating. And that might be the word consume side this year as a whole for somebody truly on this podcast. Guys are trying to laugh and try to get through. But yeah, trying to get through right now, swimming soccer team right now, because hopefully we don't see that stretch. But right now that cost them getting at least for a tie at least. But their opportunities, I mean, Murphy Sheaf was on a rail last weekend there. So that's a very unfortunate for this team. And you just got to hope that the offense can put something in the net real soon. Because I believe that's the second consecutive game that K-State, this team, this offense, could not get the ball in the net. And they've had multiple opportunities. And the funny thing is, this year, besides in the previous years, they've had multiple opportunities to put the thing in the net. And they just haven't done that. So that's the difference. And so hopefully they can get something going. They can get something started coming up this week. They won't play until later on this week. On Thursday, they'll play West Virginia. And then they'll play Cincinnati. We'll check the schedules on that. We'll check the home and away schedules on that. But yeah, West Virginia and Cincinnati up on deck for K-State women's soccer here. As K-State women's soccer, by the way, the record, this year's record, now falling under 500, actually, for a second time this year. 3-4-1 for K-State women's soccer. Excuse me. Here in 2024 so far, after a tough loss at home on Thursday night against 19th-ranked Colorado Buffaloes, 1 K-State Wildcats, nothing. Next up, West Virginia K-State women's soccer. Mike DeBeanie's crew is 3-4-1. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or to have a chance to record K-State content. And don't forget about our bonus content over on Podbean app. Download the Podbean app if you have not done so already. But if you have, you would have checked out. We didn't record anything on there last week because of Alex's work schedule. So we will be back on there. I'm looking at Thursday night as an opportunity to catch up. And we'll probably take a look around, get Alex's thoughts on volleyball and soccer as well. So we'll be doing a lot of catching up there as well. We'll talk Tulane and K-State on the K-State football side, and a huge win against Arizona on Friday night with the K-State football team. That is GRIER, the number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast. Again, over on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Edits Podcast, and you should be able to find easily my channel, and you'll find the rest of bonus content on there as well. We'll definitely have one up later on in the week. So definitely make sure you check it out, the latest on there as well. So see what happens this week, as there's no football games. We got soccer and volleyball going on. And coming up later on, men's women's basketball, and news coming out of there on the men's basketball side. And it was not good news. So off the court news. So I was going to touch on that and didn't get around to it. I will touch on that here on the main feed coming up this week. It might be as soon as tomorrow night, so we'll see about that. But anyways, wrapping up this postcast edition, K-State women's soccer losing to 19th-ranked Colorado last Thursday night, 1-0, and now looking ahead to two games this upcoming week. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Zane out there in San Diego, California. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We'll be talking to y'all here this week. Go Cats.